Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Doctor, Turn Me On. Oh, Doctor, I need you today. I heard the sound of your voice on a podcast. Yes, your voice, very soothing, like always. And that got me thinking very naughty thoughts. After all, sir, you are my first dom. I kneel before you, taking you into my mouth. Your cock glistening from the wetness of my mouth. Feeling my tongue and all of my senses with your flavor, your heat. Yes, I stroke you, craving more. You fill me. Every empty space inside of me is full of you. Oh yes, I need you to come for me. I want to devour you. I want to be one with you, to take you into me wholly. Oh yes, baby, you shudder, lost in me, lost in the ecstasy that only I can bring you. Yes, sir, your fuck belongs to me. Your body and mind are mine to command. You give and I take until there is nothing left of you that isn't mine. Here in the dark, I wait for you to fill me once more. Oh, I need you. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Doctor, why do you turn me on so fucking much? Ooh, will you tell me, baby? Yes. Let's begin. I sat cross-legged on the floor and stared at the gifts you had sent. I couldn't bring myself to open them. There was something that feels so wrong about opening them without you. We had been sexting for 2 years and 10 months, something I got used to. And whenever my phone dings and the text is from you, I stop everything that I'm doing and do exactly what you say. My lover, fuck sexting phone sessions. After all, Doctor, you know how to turn me on. As you know, you are the first one who gave me an orgasm through a hug many years ago. Do you remember that? Oh, I bet you do. I knew what was in one of the gifts, the shirt you had sent me, one of your own. That is the one I could not bring myself to open, and I dreaded to have the smell of you flooding my senses. I couldn't even think of it. You told me to open it while you waited patiently over the phone. I had to resist. I knew you would be leaving and that the clock was slowly ticking away the minutes. I lay on the floor, pulling my panties aside. Oh God, I wanted you to take me, and I wanted this to be like every other conversation. Not a goodbye. No, not now, when I needed you so fucking much. Yes, baby. I put my fingers on my clit. Slow, circular motions that make me begin to get moist. Yes, I wanted you to fuck me. Well, to pretend. If only for this moment that nothing was changing. Tell me how you want me, you said to me in your fuck voice. Fuck. Oh God. I'm very turned on and you know this. When your voice changes to dominant, I melt to your words, and you know this. When you tell me to focus on my job at task, I always did as you asked. When you told me to shove a dildo up my pussy and, I'm on your name, and make a video for you, I did as you asked. I wonder, baby, do you still have that video? That was hot, wasn't it? You know, I could never say no to you, sir. Yes, there are some part of me that desires to have the power of you, and there is some part of me that is weakest when you want to dominate me. And I love it when you dominate me, but at the same time, I love being a femdom to you, baby. But your words rolled over me, my need growing, until I was stroking myself and rising. My ass lifted off the ground. I rubbed the wetness from my cunt. Yes. And circled it on my nipples Yes, baby, you like that? I licked my fingers at your command. Yes, I could hear your breathing get rapid, and I knew that you were stroking yourself too, and I didn't want it to end. I told you to stop. I demanded that you wait. You must not. I needed you to hear me come. I needed to say the words to bring you to spurting orgasm. Yes, I wanted to be completely aware of each sound you made as you came, and I wanted to burn it into my memory so that I could take it out in your absence and hold it close to me, as precious as any gift you could ever give me, baby.
Oh God, I'm coming. Oh yes.
I came hard for you, heaving my fuck words into the cold dark of the room. My fingers were soaked, yet I could not stop coming.
Yes, baby, I'm coming for you. Yes.
It seemed as if every pain at the thought of your departure was rolling out. One long, big moan that encompassed the primal loneliness that seemed to be engulfing me. I listened to you then, listened as you began to fuck for me, baby. I pulled the box to me, my fingers still sticky, and opened it. I pulled the shirt to my face and breathing the scent of you into me. I told you how much I want your cock. Yes, your beautiful cock that I worship. And how much I want to feel you inside of me. My voice muffled against the fabric. Every ounce of me filled with your essence. And then I listened to you come. Yes. The sound of your voice growing louder, turning into growls as you reached climax and sent hot, spouting cum. Oh yes, baby, all over your stomach. It seemed endless, like time in a vacuum, and all of my pleasure was caught up in your voice. I waited, suspended.
Oh God, oh fuck.
The words swirled around me, cloaked in the sound and smell of you. And inside my head, the words echoed even louder. No,
not yet. I'm not ready yet.
But I knew then, the fear, like finally watching the summit of a roller coaster and seeing the plunge downward. Knowing it is inevitable, knowing that I was powerless now to stop it. And I hated feeling this way, feeling this need. Oh, I wanted to hurt you in that moment as you were saying that you had to go. As I was faced once again with the knowledge that there are other things and other people in your life that are more important to you than I am. I wanted you to stay and fight with me, to say something painful, to make you beg me to take the words back. Yet I could only let you slip away. Oh, I tried to fight that feeling, that diminishment of myself in the face of bold reality. Yet, it is useless at times, and then I want to run to you, baby. I want to throw myself into your arms and forget there is anyone else in the world but the two of us. I sat after we had hung up. I looked at your text from the days before, and then I looked at your boner in the blue boxer's photo and your selfie that you sent me and smiled. Then you sent me a text. Remember, sweetie, this is our secret fuck session. Until next time. Yes, a secret. A secret that I want to tell people. But I knew that I cannot disobey you. So the secret stays between us. And I promise, I won't show anyone our fuck texts. And I don't know now that I can keep our vow and keep this a secret any longer. The truth will come out someday. And then what happens, sir? My head says it's the right thing to do, but my heart is aching for you. Until next fuck session, and I hope it will be another FaceTime video fuck. Oh God, baby, that was the hottest thing that had ever happened to me. Do you remember that, baby? Oh, I hope so. God, your cock was so beautiful. And when your cum, it came out. It was flowing like a river all the way down your hands. Oh, I love it when you come for me, baby. I miss that. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, stay wet, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.